Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
We are broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, and again, we are just so excited. Listen, we definitely have a wonderful episode in store for you to start off your new year, so listen, just simply stay tuned. We're going to be talking about a light flight, or what's the best way to go into 2021, okay? So we're going to be asking and answering those questions that you may have, okay? So I certainly want to invite you to jot down our number if you don't have it already, which is 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894, or you can just simply send us an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Well, first of all, etiquette. What is etiquette anyway? Etiquette is just a simple set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Well, we have to thank for that is Charles I and II of England, because they copied these rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These became requirements everywhere. So we are just so grateful about that. All right, so once again, welcome to the new season. It's a new season, it's a new day, it's a new year. Wow. Well, we have special guests here with us this evening. I had the opportunity and privilege to actually worship with our guests during Watch Night service. And it wasn't the first time I had an opportunity to worship with them. They are very special people to me. They're Pastors Aaron and Desiree Fowler. And if you have been listening before, you know that they are the pastors or the founders of Bridging the Gap Ministries in Detroit, Michigan. And each time they've been with us, it's always such an inspiring and encouraging time. And, of course, you know that that is why we do this show, is certainly to educate, uplift, inspire, and encourage as well. Okay, and I want to bring on and introduce you to Pastor Aaron Fowler. Pastor Aaron, how are you?
Good evening. I am fantastic. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you. And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yes, Happy New Year to you as well. And I wanted to, and I may have, I know you actually taught a very inspiring and encouraging message on Thursday night. I'm gearing to say Christmas Eve. It was New Year's Eve. I may have slightly renamed your message. I just kind of called it Light for the Flight because you were talking about, you know, some of the things we really shouldn't take into the new year in order to help us to have a more prosperous new year, if you will. And so I'm certainly looking forward to talking about some of those things that you were sharing on New Year's Eve. And those of you, yeah, so really excited about that. And I know Pastor Des has another appointment right at the moment, but I believe she'll be joining us a little later. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how long her appointment's going to take, but she may.
Okay. Well, listen, no worries, because we know we're in good hands with you. So we know that you're certainly going to be, you know, encouraging and inspiring us. And again, audience, if you have a question or a comment that you would like to share with us, you can certainly feel free to do that. Either via email, or you can certainly reach out and contact us. And we hope you do contact us and share. Okay. And so, Pastor Aaron, so where would you like to start? Where would you like to start pretty much? You know what? Oftentimes during New Year's, you know, people make these sometimes lofty, what they call resolutions, New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times, sometimes that, you know, by the end of February or certainly mid-March, they've already been broken, right?
Exactly. And I used to be one of those. I used to make New Year's resolutions every year. But this year was kind of different. When I was talking to the Lord about, you know, what do I say on New Year's Eve? What do I say to get the people ready for the new beginning, the new chapter, the next chapter of their life?
Mm-hmm.
And what he said to me was, don't take the old you into the new year. And then he made me reflect on the things that went on this past year in 2020, not just the things mm-hmm. in my life, but what went on in the nation, what went on in the world. You know, obviously there was a pandemic. Obviously, there was the economic collapse. What types of things was God trying to show us during that period of time to get us ready and to get us right and prepare us to be that new person going into the next year? You know, one of the things that I understand is all things work together for our good. The good, the bad, the not so good, and the ugly. Those things always work together for our good. I remember when I was a youngster and I would hear that, you know, I would hear a minister preach that message, and I would say, you know, how can a true tragedy be good for me? But what it does, it helps you to grow and it helps you to take you to the next level. You know, a lot of the things that we go through, they're really not for us. They're for that next person that you can minister to. They're for that next person that you can help. That's for that next person that you can help pick up and lift up to get them to where they need to go. A lot of the things that we go through, you know, my wife was in the hospital 2 years ago with a blood clot. Mm-hmm. And the first night they admitted her, I told her, I said, you do realize you're not in here for a blood clot. You're not in here for you. You're in here for the people that you're going to minister while you're here. You're here for those people that are here that need to hear the voice of God. That's why you're here. And sure enough, every night when everybody was trying to sleep, she was walking the floors, ministering to this person who was awake, ministering to that person who was awake, holding prayer meetings in her bedroom or in her bed, to help the people and to bring the people to Christ. So we really have to understand a lot of the things that we go through, we really are enduring that and gaining knowledge about that so we can help somebody else. Now, a lot of the things that we went through this past year, but a lot of the things that we've seen through this year, a lot of the miraculous things that we've seen, you know, we've had several of our members who have had the coronavirus, but through prayer, we have seen the miraculous happen. People who weren't supposed to make it, who had been on ventilators, were able to get up and get out of the hospital and now are fully functional with no adverse effects. We've seen the move of God. We've seen these things go on. And we've also had tragedy in our lives. But the thing is, God wants us to take those things that he's shown us this past year and not take them into next year. So allow some things to fall off of us. Because there's some stuff that we were doing last year that we had no business doing. But God has brought those things to our attention so that they could fall off of us. So that we can go in a new person, a better person, to fulfill his destiny for our life.
And since you're here,
I'm sorry, that was probably a mouthful.
Oh, no, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. I just wanted to pause just for a minute because I'm thinking of those persons that may be listening right now, and they're thinking, okay, so if I'm going through something, then how is that not for me? I'm not going. And I tell you why I say that, because I remember many years ago when I was sick, right, and they were trying to determine what was going on. They just, you know, I went through all these different tests and everything, and they just didn't know. And so one of the young ladies I was working with at the time, what she said to me, she said, well, you know, you're not going through this for yourself. You're going through this, you know, for someone else. And I said, so I looked at her, you know, I'm sure I looked at her like I had three eyes or something, because I'm like, okay, I'm going through this, and how is she going to tell me that what I'm going through is not for me? It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's for somebody else, or for encouraging someone else. And I was the one that was, you know, in all this pain and going through a lot, and they were trying to figure out what was going on. So I did not yet understand what she meant by that. So I'm sure there are probably some people, too, that are thinking, okay, so, okay, we go through things, but, I mean, we're the one that is actually in the midst of that tragedy,
exactly,
or in the midst of what's going on. So how can you further kind of define for them who just, they just don't know? They're still kind of puzzled right now.
Let me give you an example. When my former wife and I, I was working for GM, and they had sent me to Texas for several years. And when we came back to Detroit, when I was transferred back, I got really sick. I mean, I got extremely sick, where the doctor did a heart cath on me. And when it came back, I had pulmonary hypertension. I needed a lung transplant. I needed a heart transplant. Things were just not looking good for me. And I remember coming out of the anesthesia, and he was telling my wife this. I heard that, and all I could think was, you have lost your mind because God's not through with me yet. What I came to find out about that, because obviously in the midst of that, I was going through, and although I was concerned, I also knew that God had me. When I went back to church and all the saints had prayed and all the saints had understood what was going on with me, what that did, God bringing me out of that dire situation, was to increase everybody else's faith. Because what they did was they looked at, I was an elder at that time, Elder Aaron, on his deathbed, needing a heart transplant, needing a lung transplant, and God brought him through relatively unscathed. All those things that were said, all those things that the doctor said, all those things that were prayed for were not needed because God brought me through. What did that do? Yes, I went through it, but it increased their faith because they saw the power of God. They saw the power of God bring me through. When I spoke about Pastor Des, when she was in the hospital with the blood clot, once again, she was there to minister, and also the people around her, family members, members of the church, also saw that, wow, this is her second blood clot in less than a year, and God brought her from that. Once again, increasing people's faith, because a lot of times when we watch people, and people are watching us all the time, even though we don't see it and we don't notice it, and they're watching us, and they're watching how we go through things, because we all go through at one point or another. But what that does is it really glorifies God because of the faith that produces in other people, the faith that produces in people who see, wow, if God did it for him, he'll definitely do it for me. Wow, if God did it for her, he'll definitely do it for me. Because, look, I'm a nobody. I just want to be used of God. And I'll tell anybody that. I am absolutely a nobody. But the fact of the matter is, if God will do it for me, he'll do it for you. And once again, if God does it for you, then he'll do it for the next person. Faith is what drives God. Faith is what moves God. And anything that happens that can increase people's faith, absolutely awesome. So a lot of times when we go through, as I said, it's not always for us, but it's for the people who are watching us to see, wow, I don't know if I can handle that. Wow, I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. And then when God pulls you through, that's just another testimony to the glory of God.
Wow, that is very good. And so I'm certainly sure that is helping some of those who were kind of trying to really determine, you know, exactly what that meant. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. That is wonderful. And I know you mentioned faith. And talk about faith for a minute. I mean, I'm sure that everybody's faith has pretty much been tried or tested during the year of 20. And, of course, you know, I know everyone did not have a horrible year. You know, according to the news story, you know, pretty much according to the news stories, it seems as though 2020 was just horrible and horrific for everybody. But there are some, you know, people that actually had a good 2020. They were able to, you know, do some introspection. They were able to spend more time with their family. They were able to study more, just do some additional things. So I know there was a lot of trying and heartache during 2020, but I don't think we've really heard, you know, enough stories of a lot of the positive that happened. I know we did a show, I think it was last week or a couple weeks or so ago, when we were talking about gifts and miracles and things of that nature. And so, you know, I certainly want people to understand that even though 2020, and I looked at 2020 as being the year of vision, because you talk about 2020 vision, right? So I know on my Facebook page, one of the things I did, I think a few days before the end of the year, was to ask people to list at least 15 points of gratitude that they, you know, can take away from 2020. And so mm-hmm. I think, you know, in keeping able to keep the faith and to be encouraged, I think if we can all, you know, try to go into a place where we can list, you know, some things that were good for us or what we're grateful for, you know, if we mm-hmm. were with our families, you know, for example, a lot of times, you know, people are, they're going in so many different directions. You know, the kids are going to school,
right.
the parents are working, the parents could be working opposite shifts, and they're kind of passing,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody's kind of passing by, you know, each other without, you know, really taking the time to really spend. So I think everybody had an opportunity to be able to do that. And I know some gratitude has to come from, you know, wow, you know, I actually got a chance to, you know, sit with my child and we communicated, or, you know, I was able to talk to my mom because she wasn't at work all the time. You know, I can just hear people saying those kinds of things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
centering that back around, you know, towards faith and trying to, you know, encourage. Can you talk about that maybe for a little bit?
Sure.
I know I said
the
a lot.
Word of God says, no problem. The Word of God says faith, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I think when let's take the pandemic, for example, when that pandemic came on us, it threw a lot of things into turmoil, but it also, within that turmoil, it made us focus. What did it make it focus on? It made us focus on the things that were important. Because with the pandemic, now a lot of things really have to go to the wayside because you couldn't do a lot of things. A lot of the distractions that you had were taken away from you because for a while we were all locked down. The only place we could go when we left our house was to the store, to work if you were an essential worker, or to the doctor's office. That's it. You take away all those distractions, you begin to whittle away at a lot of the non-necessary things that we were doing, and it allowed us to really focus in on what? Focus in on family. Focus in on God. Focus in on the things that are truly important to us. So I think although this pandemic was terrible, absolutely terrible, I'll go back to one of my first statements, all things work together for the good. But what did it do? It made us focus in on what was important. You know, I look at my granddaughters. They are spending more time, because they're at school and they're homeschooled, they're spending more time with their mother and father than they ever had before. Mom was off working. She was working out of the house. She was going here. She was going there. Dad was working out of the house. She was going here, going there. Now mom is working at home. Now the kids have to be at home and study. Now they have to spend time together, not just while they're doing schoolwork and helping them do that, but to keep the children occupied. They're spending that more, that one-on-one time. You know, I remember, you know, I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and you always had that time around the table where parents actually talked to their children, and children didn't have their phones out, you know, texting or blogging or whatever they were doing. They really had that opportunity to get that one-on-one time to spend with that child, to spend with that parent. So, you know, what did the pandemic do? Yes, it was chaotic. Yes, it still is chaotic, but it's also allowing us to focus. Focus on the things that are really necessary in your life.
Absolutely. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is our New Year's show. We're talking about the new season. We're talking about gratitude and faith. And we are speaking right now with Pastor Aaron Fowler, and he is certainly giving us some great information to encourage us. So if you want to join the conversation, you certainly may do that at 516-418-5894, or you can send us an email, and we'll be more than happy to address your questions or your comments, okay? So Pastor, I know you were talking about being able to see, and we were talking about spending more time as well. And I know that, you know, I don't want to by any means downplay all the lives that we lost this year. And I believe
Absolutely.
That everyone that is listening, yeah, I believe everyone that is listening, if they didn't lose a family member, then they lost a friend or they lost, you know, plural, you know, people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I lost a very close person to me, and it just really makes you sit and reflect, first of all, on the relationship that you had with that person, and then to hopefully
mm-hmm.
to pull your current relationship a little closer. What do you think about
Absolutely.
That as well?
You know, one of the things, I'm not, you know, I don't talk on the phone very much, but what I found myself doing was going through my phone book and checking off, just talking to people, calling them, seeing how they're doing, you know, people who I may not have talked to in the last 6 months, the last year, just to get that communication, just to check on them and see how they're doing, you know, how's family, how's your mom, how's your dad, how's everything going? And I think that has also helped. It's also, I know it helped my spirits when I was able to talk to somebody, and I'm hoping it was helpful to them also, because, as I said, the pandemic was absolutely awful, threw this nation into chaos. Absolutely terrible. You know, our nephew was in the hospital for 4 weeks on a ventilator. You know, praise God, he's doing great now. But, man, that was just, you know, that hits awful close to home. And I know a lot of your listeners, just like you said, you know, they've lost people. They may still have people in the hospital that's hitting extremely close to home. And, you know, we pray for them every day. We pray for the people who are affected by this coronavirus. And it's absolutely awful. But just as you said, it makes you reflect on what's important. What's important? Who's important in our lives? And we need to reach out and touch. We need to reach out and be there for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to read an email and then I will, and then before, I think I'm going to read this email before we go to break. It
okay.
says, Ms. Donna, I've been going through a lot all 2020. I never looked at it the way Pastor Aaron explained. I was feeling sorry for myself, and now I feel more empowered to know others are watching to see my strength. And this is Nancy, and Nancy is in Ohio. Nancy, thank you so much for sharing that. We certainly do appreciate you sharing. And so,
you know, it's funny, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that did, you know, the way you explained that did offer a new perspective on things.
I had to learn that. As I said, I used to work for General Motors, and I started out as a first-line supervisor. And it was really brought to my attention in a vivid manner. I had probably been with GM about 9 years. And there was this guy, I was a supervisor then, there was this guy on the line who came up to me one day. He said, you know, I've been watching you. And I'm thinking, you've been watching me? Why have you been watching me? You know, it's kind of creepy or what's going on? He said, I watch how you handle yourself. I watch how you handle the men that work for you. I watch how you handle the other supervisors. I watch how you handle the superintendents. You never have a crossword to say anybody. And I notice how you get the most out of your people because you're not like the rest of the supervisors around here. At some point in my career, I want to work for you. And I'm thinking to myself, how long has this guy been watching me? Why is he watching me? Why has he picked me out in a crowd of, you know, a couple thousand people at that point? Why me? So I took the opportunity probably about a week later after, you know, you got to process some things when people tell you about it or people talk to you. And I went back up to him and I asked him why. And he said it was because I showed him something that he never saw anywhere else. In other words, I showed him a way of managing, a way of dealing with people that he had never seen anywhere else. And I think that's what people are looking for. When God shows through us, that draws a lot of people to us and a lot of people towards us. I think the fact that people are looking for you and looking at you, they're looking for something different. You know, a lot of times we get in a rut, and it's kind of a common rut that everybody else is in, but the way you handle situations, the way you handle circumstances, if you handle them in a manner that's different, if you handle them in a manner that's outside the norm that gains people's attention. When you let the light of God show through you, that's what draws people. And just like your emailer, there's some things within her that God is trying to show forth and show other people. That's why people are watching her. That's why people are watching her, how she handles situations. You know, I've been a firm believer that God only puts things on his strongest soldiers, things that you can handle, because he knows what's going on in your life, and he knows who's going to be there to see what's going on in your life. And those are the things that really begin to draw people and really change people's lives. It took me a long time to realize that and a long time to understand that. But and I'll go back to what I said earlier. The fact of the matter is, when you go through, you're not just going through for you. You're going through for that person who maybe doesn't know God. You're going through for that person who needs to see that and needs to understand and needs to get that little additional measure of faith to get through what they're going through.
Great, great. Well, listen, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. And don't go anywhere. We will be right back in just a moment, okay? So please stay tuned.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease. A disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Tired of making hyped-up New Year's resolutions that seem to disappear after a short period of time? Common ones are,
I'm going to eat better
and lose weight,
spend less money, study more.
Statistics prove that most New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of February. Why not set a goal to make a daily lifestyle change? Create a faith or vision board using words or pictures of the changes you would like to see and move toward them daily. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it. Have a blessed and prosperous new year.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We are back, and we are having a wonderful new 2021 show. We are speaking with Pastor Aaron Fowler, and he and his wife, Pastor Bridging the Gap Ministries in Detroit, Michigan, and talking about faith. We're talking about what not to take into 2021, and you can certainly join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. I'm going to go to this email here, and let's see. I'm getting some kind of feedback. Let me see what's going on. Okay. Pastor Aaron, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not sure if it's coming from your line or not. I'm not quite sure, but I want to make sure that the listeners have the clearest experience in listening. And so I do want to look at this email. Here's one. It says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for your show and Happy New Year's. I pray you have a great year and continue with great program. Ken in Illinois. And Pastor Aaron, I think that might be your line. If you're,
okay.
Are you on speaker? I'm seeing something may, something.
No, I was on my headphones. You can put it on speaker and see if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, I just want our listeners to have the best listening experience. And I want to go to, let me go ahead and start picking up some callers. And again, thank you, callers, for your patience. We certainly do appreciate it. I will identify your extension by the last four digits in your number. And the first one is 5564. 5564. Hello. Okay, 5564. Okay, they may be just listening, which that's perfectly fine. Let me go to the next line. It is 1524. 1524. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello. Okay, all right. Okay, not quite sure what is going on. And we had a couple calls that drop. So if you were on and you dropped, please feel free to call us back. Not sure what's going on, but certainly feel free to call us back in case we may have disconnected your call by mistake, okay? All right, okay, so we're talking also about the best way to go into this year of 2021 and without baggage. So just taking new, fresh ideas, writing. I believe in writing or making like faith boards or vision boards. And you talked about, write the vision. And Habakkuk talked about write the vision and making it plain. And so it's good to write out what your goals are or to I like to put pictures up when I make what I call, some people call them vision boards. I like to call them faith boards, if you will, for things that you're believing in. And that gives you an opportunity to see this, every day on a daily basis, if you will. And also, Pastor Aaron, I believe it's very important for us to really understand the power of our words and what we speak. That is
absolutely
so very important. And I like to speak positive. If people come around me, or I had this one person that used to call me, and the first thing out of her mouth was always something negative. And so I would just have to say, you know what? I am really busy right now, but, I'll give you a call back. But I just, and some people, I don't know if sometimes if people really know if they really are negative all the time. I mean, I just know some people that are negative all the time. You know, for example, they could have gotten, I'll just use this, they could have gotten a raise, okay, on their job. And they tell you they got a raise and you congratulate them and say, oh, wow, that's good, congratulations. Well, I should have got more, I just really should have gotten more. So if that's all they had to give, you know what I mean? So they kind of they go into that space, and we have to be very careful about associating. I like to call them spirits. They're very negative spirits, because when you
absolutely
associate with them, those spirits transfer. And so I try to stay guarded as much as possible and speak life and speak, you know, positive things, you know, speak affirmation. And I know a lot of times when we hear of affirmations, many times I don't believe that people really understand that everything, excuse me, everything that you speak is an affirmation, whether it's negative or positive. We are constantly speaking affirmation. So how do you feel about that? Just, you know, speaking life and speaking, you know, positive things, letting those come out of our mouth.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. You know, and the flip side of that is also we are the gatekeepers as to what we internalize, as to what we hear, as to what we allow in our spirit. And we have to, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that it's up to you as to what you allow into your spirit. You have to stop some things. You have to not allow some things. You have to be positive, number one. You have to be positive. But then you also have to understand the influences around you, what you allow into your spirit. You know, one of the things that I talked about New Year's Eve was unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a spirit that will have you bound, not the person that you're not forgiving, but it will have you bound because you have those negative thoughts. You have those negative feelings toward that person, that situation, whatever has happened to you. That's why it's so very important that some of the stuff we don't take into 2021, like unforgiveness, to free us, to allow us to move, to allow us to fulfill our potential. The things that we absorb, the negativity that we absorb, stifles us. It stops us. It stops us from being the person that God has called us to be or being the very best you that you can be.
I really do agree with that. I most certainly agree. And, in fact, I had I wrote on the same day about listing some positive things that you're grateful for. And then I talked about, you know, listing negative things that, you know, may have happened, but, you know, you want to write them down. And then I just said, you know, just kind of ball them up and step on them and then take them outside and throw them away and just kind of release it. We have to be careful, don't we, Pastor, with actually, you know, releasing things and then going back to pick them up. Because I think about it sometimes where, you know, you have altar call, right? And I think you may have mentioned this. Altar call.
Yes, I did.
I think you mentioned that. You mentioned that watch night service, right?
I did. There was a message that I preached about pet demons where we've gotten so comfortable with things that we will go to the altar and get prayer for those things. But then instead of leaving them at the altar, what do we do when we go to the altar? We get prayer. We're to leave our troubles, leave our distresses right there at the altar. Leave them so that we are free from them. But what happens is because we're so comfortable with those things, we grab them by the hand and we take them back to the pew with us. We have gotten so smart with that, when we go to church, we may even leave them in the car, go to church service, have a wonderful time, and have that pet demon sitting in the car waiting for us when we get back because we've become comfortable with those things. We can't get comfortable with sin. We can't get comfortable with those distractions. We can't get comfortable with that negativity. If we get comfortable, that's where we're going to stay. That's where we're going to reside. We've got to let those things go.
That's good. And callers, thank you so much. I am coming right back to the phone right now. I will identify you by your last four digits. Extension 1328. Extension 1328. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. And can you say hello also to Pastor Aaron?
Hello, Pastor Aaron.
Good afternoon. Oh, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. I absolutely love this because I do know what you speak into existence. If you speak it, believe it, it will come to pass. And
absolutely.
I have lived by that, that your tongue can be a sword, and that is something I've lived by all my life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If I speak something, and we're human, you know, sometimes you say something, but I feel the same way. Pull that back, retract that as fast as you can, and replace that with a good affirmation. And the more people realize that that energy and God's love will answer that, whatever that you put out, he's going to answer. So, you know, I really appreciate this. A lot of people need to see and understand.
Well, just to keep this scripturally based, in Proverbs 18 and 21, it states, life and death are in the power of the tongue. The tongue can be used as a weapon to harm and destroy, or as a tool to build up and heal. So you're absolutely right. What comes out of your mouth, the things that you say, have consequences.
Yes, I agree, and I thank you for this show.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. And yes, and this is a great time. This is the beginning of the year. It's a great time to, you know, to be able to share this so that you can start the year off, you know, just being a little more, I like to say too, and by me being an etiquette lady as well, I'll tell people to start the year off by being a little more kind to others as well. Even if someone is not kind to you, just treat them kindly. Speak to them. You don't have to always associate with them. Some people you may have to associate from afar, but just be kind to them. That is so very important. Here's an email. It says, I no longer make resolutions because I always break them. My goal is to develop a closer relationship with God. This is new to me, so I would like to ask the pastor for some tips. Thanks, Ms. Donna. This comes from Calvin in Dunwoody. Thank you, Calvin, for that.
The first thing that I would do is find a good Bible-believing church. That's the first step, I'm hoping that you have a Bible. If not, get a good Bible. There are many translations of the Bible that are good. You know, there's always the King James version, but I tend to like the NIV and the Message version because it really breaks down what the thought pattern is and what's being said within the Bible. So you may want to invest in that. And then I want you to go, once you get to that Bible-believing church, sit down and talk with your pastor. Talk with him. I'm sure they'll have a new believers class that you can get into. And then you associate yourself with like-minded people, people who are looking to do the same thing that you're looking to do, get a closer walk, a closer relationship with God. You know, I've always found it very beneficial to find an accountability partner, a prayer partner, somebody who you'll be accountable to, and they'll be accountable to you to help you along the path. But the first thing I say, you know, if you're in a great Bible-believing church, then more power to you. That's fantastic. Talk with your pastor. Really express your desires as to what you want. And like I said, if they have a new believers class, get into that, and you'll absolutely be on your way. But the first thing is your willingness. If you have a willing and an open heart, God's going to use you, and God's going to give you the desires of your heart. That's where it starts, with that willingness to really want to do God's will, really want to have that closer walk with him.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Here's one. It just says, Etiquette Lady, Happy New Year to you both. What's the best way to stick to your goals or resolutions? And I will say, first of all, make sure that they're realistic, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think sometimes we may be so excited, Pastor, that we write down all these resolutions and we're hyped up and we're excited, and it may certainly be that way for this year for sure, because, you know, 2020, how 2020 has been. So I think probably a lot of people are thinking that they really have to make up now for that year, because it was just so, it was so unreal.
So mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we may set ourselves up for failure if we're trying to mm-hmm. have so many goals or so many resolutions.
Right.
But I think just to, you know, to write your top maybe three or four resolutions and
mm-hmm.
then
yes.
stick
yes.
to them and
mm-hmm.
work on them a little bit daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't beat yourself up, because if there's something that you don't do a particular week, don't beat yourself up. Just concentrate on that for the next
mm-hmm.
week. And we're going
right.
to definitely have another show. We'll be having another show coming up where we're talking about vision boards and goals.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the phone before we run out of time. And thank you all so much for your patience. You'll hear me identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You'll know that I'm speaking with you, and I want to try to get to everybody. So 8479, hello, 8479, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for
hello.
Calling. Hello there, how
hello.
Are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I'm doing well, Happy New Year to you, and Happy Sunday.
Happy New Year to you too. I'm big on speaking into existence. My mother, when I was young, my mother wanted to buy a house. She wanted
mm-hmm.
to have the house built. And one day she came to the home and said, "I'm gonna get a house built." Everybody said, "Okay, like whatever." And next thing you know, she got a house built. When you speak positive energy and when you speak positive things in your life, everything will fall into place and everything will happen. So, like, also, when you speak negative things, bad things will happen. So you gotta keep yourself in a positive state of mind, so you can get all the positive energy flow into what you want into your life.
That is absolutely accurate, and that is excellent, because, you know, like Pastor, like you just said, that, you know, the power of life and death is in your tongue, and whatever you speak, then that's pretty much what you're going to get. So, you know, you want to certainly speak positive if that's what you want. Let me say that. I'll kind of preference with if that's what you want. That's what I want. That's why I say it. But I understand that we have several listeners out that are listening. And so in other words, speak whatever it is that you want into existence. And any other thought on that, Pastor Aaron, before we
no,
go to...
No, that's absolutely right. You know, a lot of times it's a battle within our mind to get to that positive attitude. Sometimes it takes a shift in our mind, a shift in our thinking to maintain that positive attitude. You know, we read a book about 2 years ago by Joyce Myers, The Battlefield of the Mind, an awesome book about how your mind really dictates your attitude, how your mind really dictates what's going on in your life, and it takes a real shift to bring that positivity into effect, and not only bring it into effect, but to maintain it. So you are absolutely right. You got to speak those things. You got to maintain that positive attitude.
And we will certainly, next week, we'll actually kind of dive more into vision boards and faith boards and actually setting your goals. And I'm sure that a lot of you probably, certainly if you haven't already, that you will be spending the week actually listing the goals that you are wishing to accomplish for the year of 2021. And I say, you know, it's 2021, let's list them and get them done, because we can. But, and we'll talk a little more strategically about how to do that, how to actually, you know, create boards, to create those visions that you're wanting to see, and how to work toward them without making yourself, you know, stressed out. Or, but again, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have so many, we have a huge volume of them. And then, you know, if we miss one, you know, like I said, on a particular day or a particular week, we kind of beat ourselves up. So we're going to talk about how not to do that. Well, wow. Well, Pastor Aaron, it has been a pleasure having you on and sharing.
Thank you for inviting me. I truly enjoyed it.
You know, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you and Pastor Des participate. I mean, it's just wonderful. And again, they are the pastors of Bridging the Gap Ministries in Detroit, Michigan. If you are in that area, we know we have listeners that are all over. So if you're in that area, you certainly want to go in and visit their church, and you will certainly be blessed. Well, everyone, thank you so much for supporting our show and listening. Those of you who email us, those of you who call us, we thank you so much. We love interacting with each of you, and we certainly do appreciate that. If you have a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, let us know. We'll certainly do all we can in order to make that happen, okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And if you've listened to me more than once, you know that that's one of my absolute favorite proverbs, which comes from Proverbs 3:3, okay? We so appreciate when you share our show with your friends and your family. We know that we're trying to, one of our goals is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. And we also, our goal is to certainly to educate, inspire, and encourage you as well. And so, and we, I just really hope that you've heard something on this show this evening that is certainly, that certainly resonated with you and that inspired you or encouraged you. That we're, I think we've all been looking forward to 2021. It is here now. And so let's just really, you know, let's enjoy the year. Let's look back at what, you know, what 2020 meant to us, and any relationships that, you know, that you didn't have in 2020, it's not too late to reach out to those people this year, and this year is already here. So reach out. You heard Pastor Aaron talking about calling people and checking on them. Let's do that, okay? So listen, thanks again for spending the first Sunday with us next week. We're going to be talking. We're going to dive a little more into discussing vision boards or faith boards or goals, and we're going to talk about that and look at that a little closer. We're going to talk about some different exercises that we can do in order to do that, okay? So, again, thank you all so much again for joining us, and good night. Take care and listen. We want you to continue to stay safe out there, all right? Good night, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.